a look and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna buy me a new way to light up an old flame. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna buy me a new way to light up an old flame.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I had one say we were done in a Baton Rouge college ball. It kind of came out of nowhere, man, I took that one pretty hard. I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her. Till it all went black, she stopped texting back, and I finally got the picture. So here's to the almost so close, this whole round of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybes. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. And to all those July crushes turning into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then. It happened for a real good reason. Sad songs, wouldn't be no had enough. Pick yourself up and get to moving on. From the didn't work out, the girls next door and the out there crazies. There wouldn't be no you and me right now if it weren't for the almost maybe. It's to the almost so close, it's over out of the blues. It's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. It's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and looking like daisies. I wouldn't be sitting here next to you if it weren't for the almost maybe. Not for the almost maybe.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A memorial will be held today on the campus of Florida State University, where two students were shot and killed and four others shot and wounded Thursday. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. A Maryland senator visiting the immigrant mistakenly deported from Maryland to El Salvador and sent to prison. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio with details.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. The senator is demanding his release. The Trump administration mistakenly deported the undocumented father from Maryland last month.
I do intend to keep at this until we ensure that Mr. Abrego Garcia has his rights to due process.
Abrego Garcia's wife saying, "My children and my prayers have been answered. I now know that my husband is alive. God is listening."
Secretary of State Marco Rubio suggesting the U.S. might move on from efforts for a peace deal in Ukraine if there's no progress in the coming days. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Soybean farmers have already lost market share one other time due to tariffs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
China continues to hit back at U.S. tariffs with its own duties on American commodities. Caleb Raglan, president of the American Soybean Association, offered his reaction to the Chinese duties on goods like soybeans.
We're obviously very concerned because exports are the heart and soul of the soybean industry here in the United States. We export right at 50% of all of the soybeans we produce, and China in particular is our largest export customer, currently taking right at a quarter of all of U.S. production. So every fourth row of soybeans you see has currently been going to China.
The first trade war already cost U.S. soybean farmers a chunk of market share in China.
We have the precedent from the trade war in 2018. At that time, one out of three rows was going to China. And after all the dust has settled, we have never gained back that full market share that we had. We've lost about 9% of U.S. production that used to be exported to China that now isn't. And our competitors in South America, mainly in Brazil, have filled that spot. And China has partnered with them and invested in infrastructure and ports and rail and roads and bridges, and we're not likely to get that back.
That means a new trade war will likely cost American farmers even more overseas market share, something they can't be profitable without.
How that relates to now is that we give an opportunity to our competition. They're going to take that and gobble that up, and we're liable not to get it back. And we must have strong exports in order for the soybean industry and agriculture in general to remain strong in the U.S. And we're in a tough stretch with the farm economy already, and hurting exports in combination with the already struggling farm economy is very, very dangerous and very scary for us in ag. That's our initial reaction.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Since 1936, Brunner Seed has been helping farmers plan for the next corn and soybean growing season. Brunner Seed, in partnership with Pro Harvest Seeds, offers farmers a broad range of traits and genetics from Bayer, Monsanto, Syngenta, and Enlist. Brunner Seeds are locally grown under the same conditions as your farm, so they're suited for your farming operation. To find a dealer, visit BrunnerSeed.com or call 715-672-5887. Start your next growing season off right with seed from Brunner Seeds, family-owned and operated, Highway 10, Durand.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 432, May 434, June 438, new crop 406. Cash beans 957, May 962, June 963, new crop 943. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and May corn 448.5, June 452.5, new crop 416 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 449, May 453, June 459, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 432, new crop 416, cash beans 956, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 437, new crop 416, cash beans 956, new crop 947. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 452, May 456, June 461, new crop at 427. Cash beans at 997, May at 999, June 1009, new crop 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 428, May 430, new crop 410, cash beans 961, May 965, new crop 460. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 191 to 214, Holstein fed cattle 170 to 198, market cows 114 to 145, bulls 146 to 186, calves 230 to 1250, beef steers at 220 to 330, Holstein steers at 70 to 295. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs, 295 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 170 and down, and bucks at 120 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 197 to 213, finished dairy steers at 185 to 202.50, market cows 115 to 134, market bulls 158 to 195. Hog markets from Zumbrota, market hogs at 50 to 89, light sows 40.50 to 48.50, heavy sows 46 to 48.50. Four markets, we're at 10 to 18. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few scattered showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, and it will be cooler today. Our high in the mid-50s, the wind northwest gusting to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with late day and evening showers, high of 57. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want to be the kind to hesitate
shy way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just wanna dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, then I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. Looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they intended.
Was always seems better. let me keep on missing you.
You'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
The moon is full and my heart is high. I love to dance, oh me, oh my. Gonna have more fun than tree and a coon. Tonight's the dance of the Cajun moon. Pickups and wagons round the river road shack. Bonfires are drawing a crowd out back. Step through the door and I see my Cherie. That's when I feel her mama's eyes on me. Cajun blue, nugget of gold, river of light on the bayou. You're just like rain to a loving blue. Guitar, a squeeze box, a fiddle and bow. Little band to play on every song they know. Old woman sitting there and yelling for more. Well, my heart is willing, but my feet, they're so sore. Cajun blue, nugget of gold, river of light on the bayou. You're just like rain to a loving blue. Like rain to a loving bloom, so shine on me, oh Cajun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ricky Skaggs and Cajun Moon here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 40s across the region this morning. And looks like we could see some more rain here this morning. And then things begin to slowly clear out. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Dennis Skye is in, our NAFB colleague from Canada. Manitoba Hydro and Electric is not going to renew contracts to sell electricity to the United States, including Minnesota. We'll have more with Dennis coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Soybean farmers have already lost market share one other time due to tariffs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
China continues to hit back at U.S. tariffs with its own duties on American commodities. Caleb Raglan, president of the American Soybean Association, offered his reaction to the Chinese duties on goods like soybeans.
We're obviously very concerned because exports are the heart and soul of the soybean industry here in the United States. We export right at 50% of all of the soybeans we produce, and China in particular is our largest export customer, currently taking right at a quarter of all of U.S. production. So every fourth row of soybeans you see has currently been going to China.
The first trade war already cost U.S. soybean farmers a chunk of market share in China.
We have the precedent from the trade war in 2018. At that time, one out of three rows was going to China. And after all the dust has settled, we have never gained back that full market share that we had. We've lost about 9% of U.S. production that used to be exported to China that now isn't. And our competitors in South America, mainly in Brazil, have filled that spot. And China has partnered with them and invested in infrastructure and ports and rail and roads and bridges, and we're not likely to get that back.
That means a new trade war will likely cost American farmers even more overseas market share, something they can't be profitable without.
How that relates to now is that we give an opportunity to our competition. They're going to take that and gobble that up, and we're liable not to get it back. And we must have strong exports in order for the soybean industry and agriculture in general to remain strong in the U.S. And we're in a tough stretch with the farm economy already, and hurting exports in combination with the already struggling farm economy is very, very dangerous and very scary for us in ag. That's our initial reaction.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few scattered showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, and it will be cooler today. Our high in the mid-50s, the wind northwest gusting to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with late day and evening showers, high of 57. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. And Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the harvest moon, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, right beside her, step by step up to her world, head over heels for a brown-eyed girl, and getting caught didn't seem to matter, cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Daddy found a letter and a note on her windowsill. Swore he'd never forgive them. Nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time." Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mama's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for my little girl. And here you are, that's all that matters, cause heaven waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Oh, an angel was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Reba McEntire, How Blue, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 40s across the region this morning. There's a new bill in Wisconsin that would allow Wisconsin farmers to switch over to grazing. The bill is called the Transition to Grazing Bill and would allow farmers who start to use rotational grazing to receive grants of up to $40,000 as well as technical support through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Both Republicans and Democrats have signed on to the proposal, but it still needs to be passed by both chambers of the legislature and then signed by the governor in order to become law. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. The American agriculture industry is currently working under the third extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, and many farm groups are hoping to see a new version passed this year. So far, most policy debate has centered on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which accounts for about 80% of the bill's spending. I'll have an update after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. As Congress works to draft the 2025 Farm Bill, debates surrounding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, have taken center stage. SNAP, which accounts for approximately 81% of Farm Bill spending, is under scrutiny as lawmakers consider potential reforms that could significantly impact both recipients and the broader ag economy. House Republicans have proposed $230 billion in cuts to the USDA's budget over the next decade, with a substantial portion potentially affecting SNAP. One proposal includes rolling back the 2021 updates to the Thrifty Foods Plan, which had increased SNAP benefits by about 30%. Critics argue that reversing these updates would reduce benefits by an average of $90 per month for recipients, they say exacerbating food insecurity among low-income households. Representative Angie Craig, the top Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, expressed concerns that such cuts would not only harm vulnerable populations, but also negatively affect farmers. She said, quote, "This cut would slash farm revenue by approximately $30 billion, on top of the markets they're already losing because of the dumbest trade war in history," end quote. In addition to the budget cuts, discussions are ongoing about implementing stricter work requirements for SNAP eligibility. Proponents argue that these measures would promote self-sufficiency, while opponents contend they could lead to decreased enrollment and increased hardship for those unable to meet the requirements. Amid these debates, several legislative proposals aim to expand SNAP access. The Enhance Access to SNAP Act seeks to remove work requirements for college students. The Hot Foods Act proposes allowing the purchase of hot prepared foods with SNAP benefits. And the Lift the Bar Act aims to eliminate the 5-year waiting period for lawfully present immigrants to access SNAP. While at the executive level, the Trump administration continues to work with states to limit what SNAP benefits will cover. I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
As farm bill negotiations heat up in the House and Senate later this year, agreement will be tough as there are stark ideological differences on how SNAP funding should operate. SNAP has typically brought urban legislators on board the farm bill to push it across the finish line. We'll be watching to see if a consensus can be reached this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling my hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon.
My hair went fly. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and had a hard day. Pour me a cold one. And oh, by the way, lift up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and had a hard day. Pour me a cold one. And oh, by the way, lift up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my
got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Just the other
days go by. I can feel them flying like a hand out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A key senator says lawmakers could be in the same boat again this year on a new farm bill, though much will depend on spending cuts in the upcoming budget process. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley agrees that any new farm bill has to clear a 60-vote threshold to advance in the Senate. And if Democrats withhold their votes over SNAP or other savings already planned in a House version,
we'll be in the same boat we were before. Instead of having a five-year farm bill or six-year or seven, we'd have an eight-year farm bill, which isn't right for farmers.
Because of years of lower prices and high input costs, but the question is whether Republicans pare SNAP further with new work or training requirements to meet billions in ag savings called for in the so-called budget reconciliation.
Whether SNAP is in reconciliation or whether we make those decisions in the five-year farm bill, we're still going to have the reauthorization of the food stamp program.
Democrats predict that SNAP cuts in the politically tough reconciliation process are not a given.
But if it happens, it's going to have to happen under extreme situations of not losing more than two or three Republican votes in the United States Senate and the same in the House of representatives.
But House Agriculture Chair G.T. Thompson remains committed to Farm Bill SNAP savings no matter what happens in reconciliation. Grassley expects the Farm Bill to move in a few weeks or months after lawmakers complete the budget process, which House Speaker Johnson hopes to do by Memorial Day. It's not good to plant into wet soil. That's the first bit of advice agronomists from the University of Illinois have for farmers this month. And it's worse to plant in cold, wet soil. Giovanni Perez Fontes says there's still plenty of time for field conditions to improve.
We don't want to plant if the soil is too wet just because of, you know, that's not a good start for the crops. It's probably going to have a negative impact on emergence and establishment, and you know, you're not setting yourself to having a good stance.
The first rule is to wait for soil conditions to be good for planting. When that happens, farmers should work to get their seeding rates dialed in to deliver a plant density that maximizes profitability.
So when we look at corn overall, what we found is that, and again, this is looking at the economic optimum plant density, right? So overall, what we found in our research is that we kind of maximizing the highest dollar return to seed when we have population densities of about 34 to 36 plants per acre. For soybeans, we see the maximum return to seed is around, you know, 115,000 plants to 120,000 plants per acre.
The University of Illinois agronomist says the seeding rates are conservative numbers related to the economic analysis. They used $4 per bushel for corn, $10 per bushel for soybeans, and a seed cost of 50 cents per 1,000 seeds. The UK government has brought in a temporary ban on holiday makers bringing in cheese and meat products from the EU in a bid to prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease. Travelers have not been allowed to bring back items such as cured meat and cheese, including in sandwiches, since Saturday to the growing outbreak on the continent. The restrictions apply regardless of whether the goods are packed or packaged or bought from duty-free. It follows an earlier ban of similar products from Germany, Hungary, Slovakia, and Austria after rising cases of the cattle disease in those countries. Foot and mouth disease is a highly infectious virus that causes blisters inside an animal's mouth and under their hooves and can cause lameness and problems feeding. It causes no risk to humans, and there are currently no cases of foot and mouth disease in the United Kingdom. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few scattered showers this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, and it will be cooler today. Our high in the mid-50s, the wind northwest gusting to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunny, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with late day and evening showers, high of 57. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all. But I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the
fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime.